Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
If you were born before, say, 1960, you most likely remember exactly where you were when man first stepped foot on the moon. If you were born before maybe 1950, you could say the same thing about your whereabouts when John F. Kennedy was shot in Texas. And people in their 90s probably remember December 7th, 1941, the day which will live in infamy when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Each of those days started out ordinary and became extraordinary. In my lifetime, I could say the same about the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster in 1986. And of course, 9/11. I also remember other special days, like February 8, 1998, when I first met my husband, and of course, the days that my children were born. As John wrote his gospel account, scholars think he was in his late 70s, but he could clearly remember every detail of the week that he met Jesus. Though he doesn't mention his name, it seems like he was the other disciple standing there with Andrew in John 1:35, when John the Baptist declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Then he and Andrew left John the Baptist and followed Jesus. After they spoke with him and he invited them to come and see, John records it was about the 10th hour, which is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This moment remains so indelibly engraved in John's mind that after about 60 years later, he remembered the time that this happened, this life-changing interaction with the Son of God. By the time he wrote this account, he was the only one left who would remember the details of that day and that week. He remembered Andrew bringing his brother Simon and how Jesus changed his name to Cephas or Peter. He remembered the next day traveling to Galilee and Jesus saying, "Follow me," to Philip, who immediately searched out his friend Nathanael, who quickly believed and declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." John reminisced about that memorable wedding at Cana, where Jesus did his first miracle, turning the water into wine. And the Passover soon after, when Jesus drove the money changers and animal sellers out of the temple. John didn't have anyone left to talk over these old times with and say, "Remember when?" He felt a deep need to write down everything just the way he remembered it. Why? So other people would believe in Jesus. So he went back to the very beginning, to when he heard John the Baptist tell the contingent from the Pharisees that he was not the Christ, but that the Messiah, the Son of God, was in their midst. That time, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, perhaps that was the time that John believed in Jesus for the first time, when he realized, this is the one we've all been waiting for, our Savior. Do you remember the exact moment that you met Jesus? Maybe you didn't happen to look at your watch or even mark the date on your calendar, but you remember where you were and what you were doing. I was 10 years old, and it was May 9th, 1984. It was Pack a Pew night at the revival service at our church. Our pew was the second from the front, and I'd never sat so close before. I can still see the design on the preacher's shiny cowboy boots. I knew he spoke the truth and that my life was not my own. Jesus bought me with his blood, and I wanted to give my life to him. I even realized that Jesus put me on that second row because he knew shy little me would be too afraid to walk all the way down the aisle, so he made it easy for me that night. Maybe you don't remember that first time you believed because you never made a decision to follow Christ. Would you do that today? Then be sure to write it down on your calendar to remember and celebrate from here on out.
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.